Doğruna
kadar eğitimin sofrayı şahineyi sevgim ol. İş o mağlakesine hanıge. Şahfi hayal et bu. So that means that an isho can be mablik nechanike and the whole household will be eight. For she is mechuyeves in nechanike as an ish. Why? Because afein ho yobeis a hanes. Ahol im idrik och hera sheite vikotin lo yposo klum ve ahol pishi in nechogot. But if hera sheite vikotin is madlik the nechanike, then the household is not yet. V'yesh mishay meir bikotin sheigia lechinuch muta. There is one shita, however, that if the cotton is igia lechinuch, and he has to light the nechanike, so he can be made see the whole household. So we have two shitas in the shochanor. As to whether a cotton sheigia lechinuch can be made see the whole household or not. The shite, one shite is that he can, and that's the second shite, and the first shite that he cannot. In regard to Isha, however, there are no two shite. That Isha can be made. And that's a gemara in Shabbat in regard to Isha. Because Rav Zeira said that as long as he was a bocher, he was not married, so whenever he was on the way, he had to be madlik, wherever he happened to be. But when he got married, so he felt that it wasn't necessary for him to light on the way, for his wife would light in the house. So we see that an isha can be made in the Hanukkah. In regard to the lotion in the Mechaber, the Yesh Misheima Bikotin Shegi al Chinuch Muter, the Mishneh Brura says, Hine Lifima Shesosama Mechaber, Visimen Tof Reish Beites, Siv Beis, Mashma de la Maise in Lismeich, Sheyia Akotin Yochil Ehitzi Bad Lokosi Ligdel. In Simen Tof Reish Beites, the Mechaber deals with Mikro Migila. Mechaber says there, that even a cotton sheigi al chinuch, he has to read the Megillah himself, but he cannot be made a goal. For his chiyuv is only a chiyuv mitzat chinuch. Therefore, he is to be considered as an einu mechuyev bidovo. As the einu mechuyev bidovo cannot be made. The Mechaber doesn't mention two shittes in regard to Mikra Megillah. Why should there be two shittas in regard to Hanukkah? So Mr. Brure, in the name of Sanachenit, assumes that this Loshen, the second Loshen in the Mechaber of Yesh Misheima Bikotin Shegi Lechinuch Muteah, does not accord with the Psach of the Mechaber and Simen Tov Rishpites. In other words, the Mr. Brure cites a few Achenim who equate Hanukkah with Mikra Migdal. But it is self-evident that the Mechaber apparently distinguishes between Hanukkah and Mikra Migdal. And then we find some other distinction in regard to some other distinction between Hanukkah and Mikra Migdal. That's in regard to Isha. Insofar as Hanukkah is concerned, so it's a dim poshut. And this is based upon the moral of Hazere, that a nisho can be made see the whole house of. In regard to Mikra Megillah, there is a machlekes rishayim. There are some rishayim who say that a nisho can be made see an ish, because she is a mechieves bidovo, but there are rishayim, and there are more paskins, like those rishayim, that an isha, even though she is mechieves, so she can be meitzi an isha, but she cannot be meitzi an ish. Why? Because an isha is only mechuyev lishmeya, not likreya migil. But whereas an ish is mechuyev likreya, so in regard to the chiyuv kriyo, she is an eino mechuyeves bidovo. She is an eino mechuyeves bidovo. So again we see a distinction between a Hanukkah and Purim. Now then, stop it, Tess. In the subject of Kofso Zokoklo, Rini Zokoklo, Mutali Stamishlin Eiro, or Rosali Stamishlin Eiro, there's a Makleikes on it. Woman Doma says that Kofso is Zokoklo, that if it goes off, the fire goes off, so it has to be relit. And Woman Doma says Kofso in Zokoklo. Even if it burned only for a minute, and then it went off, he does not have to relight it. So Gemara says, "V'rimilu, mitzvoto mishetishka hamo hashetich le'regel nashuk." The mitzvah is the mitzvah of lighting the Hanukkah candles is when the sun sets, after the sun sets. Until there will be no pedestrians walking in the street. My love, the kofso for the magliko. So doesn't that imply that if he lit the Hanukkah candles, if he lit the Hanukkah candles, and then it was extinguished, before it was called Regel Nashuk, he has to relight it. So it's a kashe against the Mandoma, who says that Kofso in his Zokoklo. So the Gemara gives to it, Loi, the Pshat and the Baisem Shetishka Hamash Tich, the Kol Regel Nashuk, is not that if it is fire extinguished before its color, he has to relight it. But the Loi Adlik Matik, until there are pedestrians passing in the street, there is a chiyuv to be matlik, even though it's a considerable time after the sun has set. That's one thing. Vina merishur, he has to put in as much oil that it will burn until it will be kol regel mashuk. Now, what does that mean? So that would vary from place to place and from time to time. In New York, so there is never kol regel mashuk. Always, I suppose in Yeshiva University, it's never kol regel mashuk. Boys coming in, coming out all night. So does that mean that he has to put in as much oil that it will burn a whole night? No one does it. Well, the answer is because in those days, well, Rishini made the Kabbalah. In those days, half an hour after the end of twilight, there were no pedestrians passing by in the streets. And even the latecomers did not appear after half an hour, subsequent to the end of twilight. So that means that he has to put in as much oil as is necessary to burn for at least half an hour. So even today, that the whole night it's not called Regel Mashuk, but he's only mechuyev to put in as much oil that will make it burn for half an hour. So there are two terutzim in the Gemara. Dino Yadlik Madlik, Vinam Rishur. There is a machlik of Rishenim as to whether these two Rishenim are chilik. Some Rishenim say they're not chilik. The first Loshen will agree with the Din mentioned in the second Loshen, and the second Loshen will agree with the Din mentioned in the first Loshen. There are some Rishenim who say that there is a machlikes between the two Rishenim. That means that according to the first Loshen, that the Pshat, Tachit Kolom, Regel Ashuk is the Yilo Yadlik Madlik, then there is no halacha that you must put in enough oil so that it will burn for half an hour. So even if there is less oil, I'm kind of meat. According to the Loshen of Iname Lishiure, so that means, that will mean that you'll have to be to be madlik immediately at the end of twilight. Not late. But most Rishonim say that there is no machlekes. Ah. Now the Gemara says, V'iname, the loy madlik, that he can fulfill the mitzvah of Hadlokas Nechanekeh as long as there are people passing by in the street. So, beyond that period, if there are no people in the street, he cannot fulfill Mitzvah Nechanek. That's the first sitting thesis. And you know, he pays us the Yeshli Zoyer or the Hadlik Bulaila Miyat. So, Yachar Yesha Medai. That he should. Light the candles immediately at the end of twilight. Suppose he did not light the candles, so he should light the candles because of his sofik. Why? So the repair sitting is that there is a machlokes between the two rishis. The Rishi today is that today it does not make any difference whether we are madlik early or late. For today, there cannot be any pesum nise for the people in the street. Now in the Zman HaGemara, they lighted the candles on the door, at the doorway to the street. There was a pesumani said for the people in the street. But Bisman, now, today we put the candles on the window that faces the street. So today there is also a pesumani said regarding people that pass by in the street or people that live in other buildings across the way. They can see the Hanukkah candles. But in the Zman of Tosves, there was no Pesumenise regarding the people of the street. Why? Because the windows of the houses in Zman of Tosves did not face the street. It faced the yard, the hotel. In every hotel, there was several houses, and the windows faced the yard. They had no windows facing the street. So there couldn't be any Pesumenise Ligabe Chutz. There could only be a Pesumenise Ligabe Anshabait. Ligabe Anshabait. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's Kolorev Mashuk or it's not Kolorev Mashuk. In the time of days. What is that? Also they used to put the candles either on the door that to the yard, but that wasn't the door to the street. Yeah, the people on the street wouldn't be able to see it. Or the windows that face the yard, but the people on the street wouldn't be able to see these candles.
So
how many are? So you didn't have so many.
Well, today is the same thing, like.
Well, no, why? Today?
When you put in a fifth-story window, and people can shut out and see it.
First of all, fifth-story window. But then you have so many buildings across the street. It's not as in those days we had two houses or three houses. That's all. Now you all those that live across the street on the floor, so will be able to see it. And then even those that pass by in the street will be able, if they look up, they'll be able to see. It all depends where you put the Hanukkah lamp, you see. Now that's the reason. So Elosh. Now the question arises, Monashek, if the reholds that today we don't have to be concerned about the time, so how is it that in this Manag Morent appears from the Reed that Bisman HaGemara, he could not be madlik. He could not be madlik before I mean, after it was called Mashuk, but let him be Madlik. Let him be Madlik for the Bnei Bayit, just as today. So it's Mashma from, from some Rishonim, it's Mashma. That's true indeed, even Bismarck Agmore, according to the Rishite, even though it's called Rego Mashuk, so he'll have to light it for the Bnei Bayit. But from some Rishonim it appears that according to the Rishite, whenever it was possible to have a Pesumenise for the street, he can only be Mikhail in the midst of Nechanike if he likes it at the time when there will be a Pesumenise for the Anshe Rishus Rab. But the Gemara says that Bishachas HaKone, there are certain times when the Malchus was Gezer that there should be no light in the houses. That was in the time when the Zoroastrian ruled over Babylonia. So they worshipped the fire. So no one was allowed to have any fire in the house except they in their worship house. So that's the Shasa Sakone. So Shasa Sakone, one should be married the Neir Hanukkah on the table. So that means that was the Takon. It was part and part of the Takon. If it is possible to fulfill the mitzvah of Pirsum Menise, Ligabe Yan Sheahut, then he must do it. He must light the candles in such a place where there will be a Pirsum Menise for the Anshiahut. But where it's impossible, so then the whole mitzvah consists in lighting it for the Anshiahut. Now today, in the time of the week, even without Takone, there was only a Pesum Nise for the Anshe Habayis, so it doesn't make any difference whether we are Madlik, whether we are Madlik early or late.
But you have
to have
a big light, because the
Mishnah
Berurah says that his house is also Bifnir.
It's also what?
He says it's also Bifnir, Mishnah
Berurah. Well, in Europe it all depends on what towns. In the small towns, they also had, you see, in the big towns, so they had the windows faced the apartment building, so the windows faced the street. But in the small towns, so you had the same setup. So you had a yard, and then in the yard you had houses, and the windows of the house faced the yard, not the street. Now the large ball, 1 second. What? There is only Pesum Menise Ligabe Anshiahut.
Why?
Today.
Why?
Because no one sees the Hanukkah candles except the Anshiahut.
But you do, if you read it out by the window and you look on the first
floor,
you do walk by it.
But in those days, who will see it?
You're talking about in
his days. In his days, that's true. He's not talking about our days. He's talking about his days. Alright, yes, what is it? The Gemara is in Shabbos that Chofalef Omid Beis. But, you see, the better view is that according to the Ri, even the time of the Gemara, if one didn't light the candles, he should light it, after it's called Rego Mashuk. Why? Monefshech, if Bizman HaSakone, there is a mitzvah in lighting it for the Anshiahut Habayis. So, Bizman Sheini Sakone, he should also be
Mechuyach. Why can't you just say Pesum Menise for him, like Mishnah Berurah says if he becomes...
Wait a minute, please. 1 second. Then the Rashba, the Chiddushei HaRashba says something else. Now, so according to the Ri, when is the Chiyuv to be Madlik if the Anshiahut Habayis are up? But if the Anshiahut Habayis are not up, then there is no chiyuv to be madlik. Therefore, says the Mashal, that you can only be madlik until midnight, but not after midnight. Where did the Mashal get the midnight? The midnight? Well, in the time of the Mashal, I suppose there was some sort of a curfew, you see. So, but that curfew can be seen in the Gemara in Brachos. can be seen in the Gemara in Brachas. Now, because the Gemara in Brachas says that l'chatchila one should recite the Krishna before midnight. Why? Maybe he'll fall asleep. And then he'll be mevatel mitzvah Krishna. So why midnight? So some say because after midnight everyone was asleep. Most of the people went to sleep before 10 o'clock. That can also be seen from the Gemara, from the Mishnah in Brachas, because Rav Lezer says that that Krishna can be recited only till the end of the Ashmur. What is the end of Ashmur? That means 10 o'clock. Because Bishon B'chol means as long as people go to sleep. So that means that by 10 o'clock, the majority of the people were already in bed. But there were some people who went to bed after 10 o'clock. But even those that went to sleep after 10 o'clock, by 12 o'clock they were already asleep. So that's how the Mashal got the time of midnight. But of course the Mashal doesn't mean after midnight. He means as long as the Anshi Abayit Ha'ak. Suppose a certain family goes to sleep at 3 o'clock. So it can be Madlik until 3 o'clock. There's the Mashal.
There's still differences. The family was Madlik already except for him. But I'm just the whole family was Madlik.
But he wasn't Madlik. When the family is out.
Right.
The family is out. So he can be Madlik as long as the Anshi Abayit is out. But the Shochanoruch Pasuk means that it can be Madlik all night. That means even if the family, if the whole family is asleep. Why? That is based upon the sheet of the Rashba. The Rashba says something else. He also says that even if it's all over the Mashuk, he can still be Madlik. But not because of the Rista. Even if no one is up. The reason the Rashba gives is because true that there is aloche, achitikole regal nashuk, but this aloche, achitikole regal nashuk, only means that he is mechuyev to be madlik before it's called regal nashuk. But the evet, if he wasn't madlik before it's called regal nashuk, he's mechuyev to be madlik later too, the whole night, and even though no one is asleep. So the Shulchan Aruch that's it. Now, what is that? There won't be any Pesumanis. Alright, but this is the Rashi. So even though there won't be any Pesumanis, you say he's still Mechuyev to Madlik.
There was
some Mechabay as follows. A Madlik in the Hamikeh Kedin Shetishah Hamo. Elohim Seifki also, Elohim Achim Elohim Ardini. V'yeis Mishayim Ashur Mutorut Yochel Ahadim Paramichol Ma'ilu Vati Yitim Boshemen. Mashuk, of course, he has to put enough shemen so that it will burn until it's called regular mashuk. So in other words, let's say on Friday, when you light it, you have to put in enough oil so that it will burn until half an hour after Tetachovic. And if we consider Tetachovic, let's say even if we ignore Ramtam Shikur, so then Tetachovic will probably be 28 minutes after Shkia. So that means, so you have to put enough oil so that it will burn till an hour after Shkia. And not after Lil Benson. Lil Benson is 20 minutes before Shkia.
So,
well, I mean, I don't know what Lil Benson is. I mean, the time Lil Benson. Shkia, I know. But Lil Benson, all right, if Lil Benson is 20 minutes before Shkia, so that means an hour, so you have to put in enough oil so that it will burn an hour 20 minutes. See if you light the candles at the same time that your mother bench slip. Two of the matters. Umikol mokei, teiv lizoyer gam bismanate. Umiu hanemile lechatchile. אבל זו שם בך, אבל מובה זה הזמן, ולא הדליק, מדליק ואילך, כל הלילה, כל הלילה. So the writer says, that got chateis. What do you mean chateis? Because I'm still chateis that some people are. But the Mechaba says, kol alayah. That's right, vimova kol alayah v'lo yidlik, eilay tashlo. Now, the Mechaba passes like the Rajbo. And then there is some discussion in the Achenim as to whether if it's Madlik or Alaylo, and after the people, after the members of the household are asleep, whether he has to make a bracha or not. Some say that he has to be Madlik. Has to be Madlik without a bracha, and some say with a bracha. Well, you see, the question is, does the Mechaber pasken like the Rashba b'tiras Vadai, or he only pasken that b'tiras Sofik, l'hachm yel nitishidus ha-Rashba. But it's a Sofik. If it's a Sofik, so then he cannot make a bracha, because according to Teisves, He cannot light the candles, kol ha'ayla, only until midnight, only as long as the members of the household are asleep. So, an Eitz Teve is given by some achrenim, that is, let's say, if he comes home, let's say, after midnight, and everybody is asleep, and he has to light the Hanukkah candles, so now he doesn't know, he shouldn't make a wash now, or he should wake up a few members of the household. So then, he'll certainly be able to light a candle through the wash. Alright. Now, we have to understand what is the shita of the Rashi. The Rashi's shita is that the whole halacha, dimo yadlik madlik, is only lechatchila. But the Eved, he can be madlik even after it's kolorei mashuk. Monefshech. What's the time of kolorei mashuk? Because there is no person in this. So if there is no person in this, so why should we madlik there? So we see from the Rashba that in Neach Hanukkah, apart from the kiyum of Pirsumanise, there is also a kiyum of Adloke, even without Pirsumanise. In Mikra Megillah, there certainly are two kiyumi. That I heard from my father. The Gemara says that Giptis, the Mikra Megillah, so if he's Kireyayet Beashuri, he is Yetzi, even though he doesn't understand. Let's say someone does not understand Lashon Kodesh, and he reads the Megillah, he isn't kind of me. But if he reads the Megillah in some other language, let's say he reads it in English, he can be kind of me. But only if he understands the language. Giptis for Gipti. But Giptis for Modil, if he understands the Median language, and he reads it in Egyptian, he's not Yetzi. In Russian Kiddush, he is Yaitse, even though he doesn't understand. But in any other language, he's only Yaitse if he understands the language. Tzidgimore explains, how do we know that the Russian Kiddush is Yaitse, even though he doesn't understand? Tzidgimore, I think it's that you press in, or you die in Megillah. The Otto Anan, Hachasteronim Bnei Aramochi, Mi Adina Maitam. Do we know the meaning of Hashteronim Bnei Aramochi? It was some sort of title for certain officers. But exactly what it means, we don't know. We don't know whether it was a first lieutenant, or a captain, or a major, or a colonel. We don't know what it is. So, still we are Yeti. Still we are Yeti.
So when you translate English, you're not Yosef, but you don't know how to translate.
Right. Well, So you have the only way, so you won't translate it, you'll just say it. Hashteronim le'amor. So then you'll be eight. But if you translate it in English, unless you know what it means, you see. Well, you couldn't translate it if you don't know what it means, you see. So, Otto Anan Hashteronim le'amorim, mi adina mai kamre? So, hello, my Yikelach Lameimah, Mitzvah Kriyas Megillah u Pirsume Nichte. Hochname Mitzvah Kriyas Megillah u Pirsume Nichte. The Rosh Nachmore is Elamai Kelof Neymar. Mitzvah Kriyas Megillah u Pirsume Nichte. Hochname Mitzvah Kriyas Megillah u Pirsume Nichte. What does the Gemara mean? Mitzvah Kriyas Megillah u Pirsume Nichte. Apparently, there are two kiyumi mimikra Megillah. Kriyas Megillah, even without Pirsume Nichte. And then there is also a kiyum of Pirsume Nise. Now the Gemara says, the Gemara raises the question in the Megillah as to why there is no Hallel on Purim. So one says because no Hallel was enacted for an S that took place in Chutz Lawrence. Another Mandoma says there's another reason. Because Krioso hi Lulie. He fulfills the mitzvah of Hallel. Through Kriyas Megillah, what does it mean? Well, the answer is, what is Hallel? Shvach Vidoy. We presume it is. That's Hallel. That's the essence of Hallel. With Kriyas Megillah, he's also mitzvah in the net. So there is that theorem. Why we say the Hallel? Presume it is. One second. Good question. Now, so you have. The answer is, you see, you have to be mifarsim the nes, you see, you have to be mifarsim the nes verbally. In mikro Megillah, when you recite the Megillah, so you are mifarsim the nes verbally, so that can constitute the equivalent of Hallel, because Hallel is a verbal. Pesumenise and Kriyas Megillah is a verbal Pesumenise, but Nechanike is not a verbal Pesumenise. It's through the lighting of the candle, you see, not a verbal Pesumenise. So that cannot be a substitute for Hallel. Right. So we see that Kriyas Megillah also fulfills the function of Hallel. Now there is Pesumenise. But then there is also a kiyum of Kriyas Megillah, even without Pesumenise. That took kiyum. So I heard from my father that The pshat in the Halacha Delis, and there are more pastors by Halacha Delis, that the Nisho cannot be Meitzio, a man, for she is only Mechuyeves Lishmeya, but she is not Mechuyeves B'Kriyas Megillah, whereas a man is Mechuyev B'Kriyas Megillah. What does it mean? I mean, where did the Halacha Delis get this concept? Why is the Nisho Mechuyev? Where is it mentioned that only Shmiyo? So the answer is this. According to the general principle of Mitzesese, Shadman Gome, Elisha should be potter of Kriyas Megillah. Why? Because it's a Mitzesese, Shadman Gome. But Elisha is Mechuyev Kriyas Megillah because Atei no Yuvaisanet. So what does it mean Atei no Yuvaisanet? Now, Tetzes raises the question, why do we need a passage? That Elisha is Mechuyev is Nachlas Matzeh, כל מי שיש לי בעל תיכל חומץ יש לי בקומה אחרי ומאצה שישוד בי מחויבת simply on the basis of עשינו יהיה ביתנת. So I heard from my father, this is a very simple test, if that's cast. When can we say that עשינו יהיה ביתנת takes it out from the general principle of מתסה שהזמן גרום אנושים תוראיס only if the פרסומן ניסה that is the גוף המצוות. If it's more than a time המצוות. So in Chanukah and Mikra Megillah and other cases, the Pesumenise is not a mere time, not only a reason for the mitzvah. That in itself is the essence of the mitzvah. Why do we have to read the Megillah? To be fast in my next. Michael Konema, Mitzvah Kriyas Megillah, Pesumenise. Why do we have to light the Chanukah candles to be fast in this? Last call of Eglah Shuruk, I'm not mitzvah the mitzvah. According to Melody Shainim, even the Eved, I cannot. According to the Rajbo, the Eved, yes. But the Rajbo is also made that the Patrila is Mechuyev, to light it before it's called Eglah Shuruk. So the Pesume Nise is the essence of the mitzvah. And our case is too. Because the Roshna Rambam is, Rifichoch, Chayev Odom Lichtei, Yayin, Chayayin, Derecheus. So it's to show chaos, to demonstrate chaos. This is the essence of our case. So it's not only Itam, it's the essence of the mitzvah. So where the Pirsume Mitzvah is the essence of the mitzvah, we don't say Mrs. Hessish has man come and noshim to us. For if it is the essence of the mitzvah, noshim are just as mechuyev to be fasting less as men, man come or not man come. However, in matzah also the mitzvah is a mitzvah achilas matzah. Why do we have to eat matzah? So you have it on matzah zu shon eichon al shimo. That's it on mitzvah. It's not the time like the time that the Chino gives. This is the time that is mentioned by the Torah itself, but it's only time. It's only time. So the halacha or Afinu Yisrael doesn't apply to it. So the only reason as to why Noshim HaMechuyev Micho Megillah is because Pirsume Nise is the essence of the mitzvah. But Gemara says in Megillah that you're dying. We see that there are two kiyum in two aspects in Kriyas HaMegillah. One is a kiyum of Kriyas HaMegillah, regardless whether there is a Pirsum HaNes or not. And then there is another aspect of verbal Pirsum HaNes. And that can be fulfilled for Kriyas HaMegillah. Or as the Miri says in Megillah. Suppose someone has no Megillah with him. He has no Megillah. He can't be Mekayim Bal Pe Lo Yotza. So the Miri says in Megillah, so then he's Mechuyev to recite Hallel. The only reason is why there is no Hallel is because Kriyoso Zui Lulie. According to that Mandola. Miri passed by that Mandola. But if he has no Megillah, so he has to recite the Hallel. There's another aspect. You see? Another aspect. Of Pirsume Nisi. Now, so the Pshat in Allah HaZeles is as follows. Noshim are only Mechuyev in the mitzvah of Pirsume Nisi, but not in the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah as such. In regard to the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah as such, the general principle of Mitzvah Seshah Zman Kom and Noshim Tures applies, but they are Mechuyev because of the other aspect. The aspect of Pirsume Nisi. The aspect of Pirsume Nisi can be realized either by Kriyo or by Shvil. When the Aluch Dele says Noshah Mechuyev Shmir, it doesn't mean that Kriya, they cannot be Yetzer through Kriya. It means insofar as Pirsume Nisi is concerned, it can be realized either by Kriyo or by Shvil. Insofar as the Kiyum of Pirsume Nisi is concerned, they can also fulfill it by means of Shmiyah. But they will not fulfill the other aspect of Kriya Angel. So if they listen to the Kriya of Angel as it is recited by a Nish, by applying the principle of Shemaya Keine, he himself becomes a Kriya, you see. But if he listens to the Kriyas HaMegillah by Anisha, she's an insofar as Kriya is concerned, as the aspect of Kriya is concerned, she's an Eil Mechayeves Bidovo. One is not Bechuyev Bidovo, cannot be Meiti, but the Aruch HaDiles will agree. Suppose, in the community there is no one who can read the Megillah, except a woman. The man can't read, so either he'll listen to the Kriyas HaMegillah by Elisha, he won't hear the Megillah at all. So then at least he should listen to the Kriyas HaMegillah as it is recited by Elisha. So you'll have what kiyum? You'll have the kiyum of Pirsume Nisi. But if someone is capable of hearing the Megillah from a Nisi and have both kiyumim, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah and the mitzvah of Pirsume Nisi, he can content himself by listening to the Kriyas HaMegillah Nisho, which will give him only the kiyum of Pirsume Nisi, but not the kiyum of Kriyas HaMegillah. That's the shita. That's the shita of Ba'at. Yes?
If you read a Megillah, yes, you read Megillah by yourself and hopes, you're not Mekayim Pirsume Nisi and so on.
You're also Mekayim Pirsume Nisi.
Why did he say the same thing for the Rashi for? That he holds that it's not that there's two kiyum, it's just that...
One second, why did I mention it? Why did I mention this after all? not interested now in Kriya Samgila. So I mention it because it has a certain bearing on a Hanukkah. Now, so now we raise one question, one stira in the Mechah, and that was that in regard to a Hanukkah, it says an Isha can be made. An Isha can be made. But in regard to Kriya Samgila, so that will say yes, and there are more passions that she can ask. But that's too shameless, you see, in the Mechaber. Why is that distinction? Well, the answer is very simple. The Mechaber holds that in regard to Kriyas, I mean, that's the Ramor, really. That's really the Ramor. The Ramor who passes like the Barak, that an Isha cannot be made. So, in regard to Kriya Samgila, there are two kiyumim. There is the aspect of Kriya Samgila, there is the aspect of Kriya Samgila. And Isha is only mechuyev in the aspect of Kriya Samgila, she is not mechuyevet in the aspect of Kriya Samgila as such. But in Hanukkah, actually, there is only Kriya Samgila. There is only Kriya Samgila. Now, in Hanukkah, the question arises, what kind of a din is it that mitzvah nechanikeh issue basic? So if, let's say, the father, the head of the house, lights the candles, so it's enough. It's only a hido. It's only a hido that each member of the household should light it. And even from the point of view of the Adrin, it's not even necessary that each member of the household light it, you see. So, from the point of view of the Mahadrin, so the head of the house has to light as many candles as correspond with the number of members in the house. You see. But who lights it? Our custom is that each one should light. But according to the Gemara, that is not required even from the point of view of Mahadrin. Never come out there, but it doesn't mean that each member of the house must light it. The father